Good morning. I'm Leah Fleming in GPB Atlanta News. Members of the State House have passed a bill that would make it a felony to sell or give a gun to a convicted felon. House Bill 657 is sponsored by five Republicans and one Democrat from across Georgia. This comes on the heels of last week's school shooting in Parkland, Florida, which renewed national debate over gun laws, though the bill was introduced late last year. The bill will now go on to the state Senate. State lawmakers will vote today on legislation that would break up a Henry County community while creating another one. A group of Henry County residents want to break off from the city of Stockbridge to form the new community of Eagles Landing. The new city would carve about 9,000 residents out of Stockbridge, along with a major business and shopping district. Eagles Landing supporters say Stockbridge takes their tax money but doesn't use it properly. Opponents of the plan say the borders of Eagles Landing are drawn to exclude African Americans. Right now, there is no city property tax in Stockbridge. But Mayor Anthony Ford tells WSB that would likely change if the city of Eagles Landing is created. The Georgia Department of Economic Development says the state set a new record for international trade last year. GPB's Taylor Gant looks at the numbers.
2017 was a big year for Georgia trade, with the state making $128 billion worth of deals across the globe. According to the Atlanta Business Chronicle, that's over $1 billion more than the previous state record set in 2015. Georgia's international trade has grown by 53% during the last decade, putting the Peach State eighth in the U.S. for total trade. China was Georgia's top import market last year, shipping over $22 billion of goods into the state. As far as exports go, aerospace remained Georgia's leading industry, worth $8.3 billion. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
In sports, Atlanta native Christian Coleman set the world record in the 60 meters on Sunday with a time of 6.34 seconds. The University of Tennessee track star graduated from Our Lady of Mercy Catholic High School in Fayetteville. Coleman set the new world record at the USA Track and Field Indoor Championship in Albuquerque, New Mexico. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.